Thanks. You look good, just not as good as usual. You're pale, Jean. It's the stress. Nobody understands that until they get hit with it. Jean finally smiled. I look like a fucking raccoon. Big dark smears around my eyes. Sorry. It's okay. I've got to run. I thought about her earlier dinner invitation and my clumsy decline. If we had stood there a few seconds longer, maybe I would have reciprocated the invitation for later, but Jean and the moment were already gone. And I had an interview to do. A blue Suburban, right? Chapter 65. It wasn't the foot-long serpentine tattoos up and down both of Bettina Rogers' arms, or the half-dozen piercings on her face that made me doubt what she had just told me. Actually, Bettina was as good a witness as you get. It was more the fact that eyewitness accounts are notoriously sketchy and unreliable. FBI research has shown them to hover around 50% accuracy, even just a few minutes after an incident, and this was at least 2 hours later. That said, Bettina's confidence in what she had seen was unwavering. I was in the parking lot starting my car, she told me for the third time, and the Suburban tore out behind me over that way towards Santa Monica Boulevard. I turned around to look because it was going so fast. I know for sure it was dark blue, and I know it was a Suburban because my mom used to have one. I've ridden in it a million times. I remember thinking it was kind of funny because it was like my mom was driving crazy like that. She paused. The Suburban took a sharp left out of the parking lot.